It's time now for Wisdom of the Wounded, featuring Karen Mulder. People who need our comfort and care surround us. We may have the tendency to avoid these situations because we don't know what to say or do. And now, here's Karen Mulder.
It is Advent time, a time of waiting for, preparing for Christmas, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's also a time when our TVs, radios, computers, newspapers, and magazines shout at us, buy me, do me, watch me, try me, drink me, hurry, worry, scurry. Ginger Juries is our guest today, and she's writing a book titled Reclaiming Christmas. Welcome, Ginger.
Thank you, Karen.
Why this title, Reclaiming Christmas?
I believe we've given one of our most holy holidays away to the world, and I am proposing that we, as Christians, take our holiday back or reclaim it. A wise sage once said, the true measure of a gift is in the cost, not the money you spend, but the cost. How much did you spend of your love and caring? How much thought went into it? How much time did you spend?
Good questions, and I think if we considered that, how much time and love and caring did you put into the selection, we would be giving truly meaningful gifts this Christmas. It reminds me of a story you once told that I loved about an African boy and his gift to his teacher. Would you tell the listeners that story?
I sure will. It's a true story about a little African boy whose teacher said to the whole class that Christmas was a time for Christians to give gifts to each other on Christmas Day, but she said, the gift is an expression of our joy over the birth of Jesus and our friendship for each other, and that it should be something meaningful. So when Christmas Day came, the boy presented the teacher with a beautiful, lustrous seashell. Well, she was taken back. She had never seen one quite like that before. And so she asked the boy where he had gotten it. He said, well, I went to a bay, which was quite a long ways away from where the school was. And she was very excited about it and said, it's gorgeous. It's wonderful, but you shouldn't have gone all that way to get a gift for me. Well, his eyes brightened and he said, long walk, part of gift.
Oh, I love that. Long walk, part of gift. You talk about having a game plan for Christmas. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Yes, I think that we should give gifts that we can agree with our friends and relatives on in advance. So we have a game plan. For instance, that all the gifts could be homemade. For instance, one year I made scrapbooks for each of our children and also for my husband, which they were so appreciative of. Or secondly, the gift could be a white elephant, something you no longer want, maybe just a book that you have read or something that you have used around the house. The gift could also be one of service. You could arrange flowers or cook a meal or offer to shovel snow. Or they could be gifts of experience. Trip to the Rockies to hike or tickets to a concert or a ball game. One thing I do every year, which is a wonderful experience, is to give a luncheon for my friends. And everyone seems to enjoy getting together. And the idea is to make Christmas more meaningful by having a theme and talking about that together.
I have to interrupt here and say that I've been the happy recipient of this wonderful gift for about 14 years, and it's truly a wonderful way to start the Advent season. It's such a gift to all of us. Thanks, Ginger.
It is a special time. The last thing that we could do is to agree to give a group gift to a charity, which is something that our family has done for the past several years. This year, our gift is going to be a contribution to Mission Partners India.
Well, I think also that you have other suggestions on the website, wisdomofthewounded.com. And so I hope all of you will go there to find out more ways to really bring the true meaning of Christmas back into Christmas. Ginger, will you end with a gem of wisdom from your book?
There's a story about a little girl who's watching her parents put up the creche for Christmas. And as she watches, she says, make sure Jesus shows. That's a good admonition for us all.